Personal testimonials reflect individual experiences of Advocare independent distributors and are not necessarily typical of the results you may obtain. Weight loss varies with individual effort, body composition, eating patterns, and exercise. If you have a medical condition or are pregnant or nursing, Advocare recommends that you consult your healthcare professional before starting an Advocare product regimen. Earnings depends on a number of factors, including your individual effort and the area in which you live. The results described here are substantially in excess of the average results achieved by all distributors during the same time period. Advocare, we build champions.
All right, guys. Well, hello. This is Diane McDaniel, and I am so thrilled that you guys are jumping on the call with me tonight. And I've actually got some of my other leaders on the call that I've asked to join just to bring in some additional voices, excitement. We're definitely going to get down to some teaching because I know a lot of you guys are just hungry, you know, for, you know, first of all, just Happy New Year. I know that you're super excited about the new year, and I know that you probably have walked into the new year just with a renewed vision and an excited vision, and maybe even you're pressing the restart button. Which, you know, whatever the reason is that you're excited right now, then we're just thrilled with you and for you. And I hope that tonight's call encourages you forward. Obviously, this is a journey. It's by far not just a sprint, and as a result of that, you know, we know that sometimes we need encouragement. We need to just regain some thoughts and come together and ignite and be excited. And so that's of course one of the key things that we want to do tonight. There's some key components that I want to definitely A, celebrate, and B, bring you up to par, bring you up to understanding on, because we've got some neat highlights from Advocare. If you haven't been on your website today, then they've done some great things to really launch us into this next season. The new incentive was unveiled today, and communication about success school started, along with the reality of some great focuses on being a rookie all over again. So we're going to talk about some of those things too. Coming out of the 2015 was an awesome year for Advocare. We were right under that $1 billion mark that will undoubtedly hit the $1 billion mark, which is what we've been talking about the last couple of years, which is just means that we're continuing to grow, which obviously is always something that we're excited about, and moving forward across the board when it comes to just retailing. Everybody all in, needless to say, that's another thing that's kind of the buzz out there, an amazing amount of all in. You know, we had just so many people just with a huge vision of getting and understanding the power of the all-in incentive. You know, obviously they threw out some great incentives for us to go for when it came, I mean, to add to when it came to talking to the people that we knew and loved. But at the same time, everybody pulling in the same direction to really get everybody launched into their pre-orders and into the focus of the all-in mentality, which, of course, we're going to talk about some of that, too, as we move forward with what that means to you and how that's going to be, exciting to you as you, you know, look at some of the incentives that Advocare's rolled out and moving forward into the vision of the year. So, again, super excited. I hope that you've got something to take notes with, because I am going to pull in some of the leaders that I've asked to join us and hear from them. But another thing that I did want to just let you guys know is we had an amazing amount of new pin of pin hits, which means people are in qualification. So that's another thing I just want to congratulate you on, because y'all did that. Y'all have made Advocare exciting today. Y'all have done everything that was needed to be done to close out 2015 strong, to push through the holiday season. And of course, now we've got an incredible group forging ahead for a healthier, happier 2016 that I believe many of them will join the journey to move into a better future through the Advocare opportunity too. And so here's one thing I do before I open it up to our guys to just kind of share some of their excitement. First of all, I do want to say whatever way that you are involved with AdvoCare, we welcome you. We are so thrilled because what makes AdvoCare so special is that it is a fit for everybody that wants to be a part. And whatever way that you feel like you have fit into this vision and the excitement of what we're doing as a company, then we are thrilled for that because obviously you know that as a member of AdvoCare, you can be involved in so many ways. So if you're just somebody that's cheering everybody else on and loves the products, then thank you. We appreciate that. If you are some that are sharing products with a few family members, a few friends, and love being a part of, you know, such a dynamic organization, then we love that. And for those that are kind of resetting the mindset and continuing forward and forging ahead in the mindset of building a business here, then awesome. We are excited about that, too. In fact, one of the things that many of you should have all got, and I hope that you did, and you can also go on our Champion Makers Facebook group site, and that is our team site. Just so you know, if y'all haven't become aware of that, our Champion Makers fan page is what that is. The Champion Makers fan page is really for anybody and everybody. It's a way that Danny and I started communication years ago for whoever wanted communication because there was kind of a drop in communication across, you know, and some confusion across the board. So we're finding a central way to communicate to all, no matter what organization you were in. And so that's how that fan page came about, Champion Makers fan page. It's grown so big that it's far from just our organization that we felt that it would be great if we started a team page for our non-Diamond organizations, which, you know, are specifically you guys listening in, and we want you to know that that's available for you. So we're excited about it. We hope that you really take advantage of it. You have to go to Champion Makers Facebook groups to like, and then you'll be accepted in. And here's what we want to do there. We want to celebrate. We want to celebrate your story. Stories. We want to give you a place to brag about what's going on through the products with you and what's happening as a result of your 24-day challenges with the people that you know and love. You might be bragging about the fact that you hit silver or you have a new silver. Maybe that you want to congratulate somebody because they hit. The advisor level. I mean, we really want you to feel like it's your page too, and that you take advantage of being excited about, you shouting out some names and giving some shout outs to people within your team that you're building. And then of course we cheer each other on to success. So just so you know, that's something that we hope that you'll take advantage of and join if you haven't. The other thing is you should all receive, or and your teammates should have all received a survey, because that's another thing that we're wanting to do is just, you know, we want to communicate best to all the different people involved. One is some people that just want to take products. We don't want to bother them because, needless to say, we love them for just loving and taking products. But for those that want communication, we're wanting to make sure they get connected. So if you would take a second just to fill out that survey, it won't take long, but it's going to help us kind of understand the organization and the best way to communicate and what's being most effective. And that would be very, very helpful if you would follow through with that. So those are a couple of just keynotes that I wanted to talk about, but also wanted to kind of start leading you guys into some of the exciting things that are taking place when it comes to right now. Because obviously, you know, the past is the past, and some of you are in celebration, and some of you may be in regret. And what I hope that all of us do is that we don't look back and go, I wish I would have. Maybe I wish I would have done more. Maybe I wish I would have been more involved. Maybe I wish I would have started earlier. But instead, just reflect. And be excited about where you're at today, knowing there's so much that you can accomplish as you're pushing forward. But being a part and really claiming everything there is to offer when it comes to 2016, because it truly is going to be an exciting year. So first of all, I'm going to start out and kind of throw out the concept of what we're all very excited about, and I hope that you're all, you've all joined into, is that we are all on the same playing field of rookie bonus. So every single one of you have the opportunity to earn a rookie bonus, no matter if you've earned one before, no matter if you're a very old veteran like me that's been in for over 19 years, or whether you're just getting started. You have the opportunity to earn a rookie bonus. So that's $500, and so it's the same concept starting today. I've got 3 pay periods to recruit 3 new people and to put in $3,000 worth of volume within those new guys, and of course, if I want to recruit more to add it, then that's fine too, but at least 3 people, $3,000 worth of volume, and I've got 3 pay periods to do it. If you do it by the end of this pay period, your check goes out next pay period. So as the quicker you do it, the quicker you get the money, but it's exciting. Of course, it gives us all a chance to set the pace, and I hope that each and every one of you, you know, decide to get a piece of it. Why not you? Why not, you know, take the momentum that's available to us right now and advance that into, you know, everything that you're working towards for 2016 and earn an extra $500, along with, of course, helping your new guys earn it too, because that's what you always do anyway. So why don't I hear from some of our leaders that are on the call, and you guys kind of tell me what you're thinking. I know y'all are all veterans, and the opportunity to grab hold of an extra $500 is always exciting. We're always for the incentives. But what did that mean to you when you started hearing about that possibility and the reality of what you could do with your team with that? Anybody want to jump in?
Hey,
yeah,
Diane. Oh, California. Here, I'll
all
get
right.
started. You know, we're so excited about being rookies again. It's just gives us a whole new lease on life. But you know, the other exciting thing is with the new incentive that's been announced. With the trip, it's based on new volume. So not only do we have a chance to earn a rookie bonus and get $500 right away, but it's a great starting point to launch us off onto that trip incentive. So we're just super excited about that.
Yes, it is. It is. Anybody else wanted to jump in?
Yeah, hey, Diane. It's Allie from Little
Allie,
Winslow,
go ahead.
Kansas. And yeah, just wanted to really hit on what you said, reflecting and claiming, and that's something that Jason and I have been doing quite a bit, being with AdvoCare for 4 years, and I just want to, everybody on this call, we have been all in from the day one, but we are claiming 2016 to be your year, and, you know, things that I have wrote across every single note that I've been taking the past couple of days is decide, believe, and commit, and what I really want you guys to commit to is the mindset and the vision of what all in was. And I hope that all of you really saw the freebies as a great, to me, that was the pregame. And so that was getting everybody excited, getting jazzed up, that some people stopped sharing after that. You know, the freebies went away. Some people stopped sharing all in. And that's when Jason and I looked at each other and said, it's go time. We're in the game now. Because here's the thing, if you quit sharing after the pre-orders, you've missed out. You know, I'm sitting in, I just got finished with a mixer sitting in their son's room because we are fired up. The living room was full. We have more people jumping in all in. And what does that mean for you and that $500 rookie bonus? You know, we claimed it. Jason and I claimed it the moment we saw it. So you've got to take those words, can't. I love one of our distributors texted me today and said, no more I can't. I'm going for everything. No more of the word can't in my life. And so we are claiming that $500 rookie bonus because of we didn't quit sharing all in. So I hope all of you realize that the freebies were just the pregame. Get into the game now and continue sharing all in. Lock in that $500 rookie bonus. And absolutely, that's going to lead into getting on the trip, which absolutely takes your business to a whole another level getting on those trips.
Absolutely. Great insight. Who else is going to jump in?
This Eric Tate here in Alabama.
Hey, Eric.
Well, I appreciate
Go ahead,
the opportunity
jump in.
To. Okay. I'm just excited about the rookie bonus. You know, I was thinking about all day about how we fit conversations into the person that we're particularly talking about and how that can be different. But you know, with the rookie bonus, it pretty much gives us a conversation with every single person we're talking about or talking to because, you know, we've all got those people that, you know, maybe have been in for a little while that maybe didn't earn a rookie bonus the first time around. So you've got that conversation. And then you've got your brand new people who are still obviously going for the rookie bonus like it's always been. So it really gives you a conversation piece to have with every single person that you're talking to. And then the power, I was thinking about this also, you know, the power of, with it being for everybody, the power of saying, let's go do this together, you know, because with each and every one of us having the opportunity to go after the bonus, you know, respectively for ourselves, it gives us that conversation to say, hey, let's go do this. We're going to do it. Let's go do it together.
I love that. I love that. And you know, that's one thing that we never drop is that conversation about, you know, doing this together, that we do this as a team, that it's not a me thing, it's a we thing, and that we truly do lock arms with people. But so often, I got to be honest with you, I've been an advocate for 19 years, and so often people assume that unless you offer, they assume that you're unwilling. And so, you know, do your part as a willing person that wants to serve the guys that you've got involved and help them earn it, and let them know that you're serious about earning it. It's so important that you do your part to, you know, get the opportunity, that you do your part to give people the opportunity to earn this. But sometimes they don't, sometimes, you know, just like, you know, what Allie was referring to, you know, starting to believe that you can do it. And even moving into some of the other conversations that these guys are sharing is that, you know, it starts with believing. And so often people just don't believe for themselves. So you, that's what you're going to get great at. The greater you are at helping people believe in themselves and letting them know that you believe in them before until they believe in themselves and before they believe in themselves, and all they got to do is, you know, lock arms and start using you to and do it together, that's when the true power of teamwork steps in, is when you truly are encouraging somebody forward. Because, you know, the number one thing in this business is it starts with somebody seeing it. You know, because you have to see it before you believe it. And I have to ask, you know, how many times do we, you know, think about, oh, that rookie bonus, $500, wow, that would be really nice. So we, you know, a lot of people see it, but then it goes back to, if they don't believe that they can do it, you mean I got to recruit three people? Or, you know, it's two mindsets. All you have to do is recruit three people, or you mean I got to recruit three people? You know, there's two ways that people look at this, and as the more optimistic we make it, the simpler we make it, the more duplicatable we make it, you know, the way that it's kind of like a no-brainer, it's a get it done, it's an obvious you can do it, you know, then that's when you break through the unbelief to where you start getting people to truly believe, and you're going to do it together, and you're going to set the pace to do it with them. I hope that every one of you on this call are encouraged to go out and earn an extra $500 rookie bonus, because why not you? I mean, why not you be the one that gets an extra $500 in the mailbox? You know, because we all know three people. We all know that the message of AdvoCare is extremely powerful. We all know that the products are absolutely life-changing, on top of the fact that we all know people are looking for the solutions we have in their New Year's resolutions mindset and conversations. So if we know all these things, then we're in the win. But it's a matter of now moving through the process of having the conversations and getting the proper mindset to put it all into action. You know, a lot of people call this a New Year's, call themselves New Year's resolution, I have a New Year's resolution, but I want it to be a New Year's of action. This is a new year of action, and that, because resolution is taking action and doing something different. And so a lot of people speak it, but I truly want you to believe it and buy into it as we help others buy into it. Because we can't move anybody in the direction that we want them to go if we're not moving in the same direction. And, you know, I can't encourage somebody into a direction they need to go if I don't feel like I can go there. So, you know, we always got to look in the mirror at ourselves on it. How can I be better? How can I be better for somebody else? And it starts with, you know, me believing that I'm going to earn the extra $500. I'm going to take advantage of what AdvoCare's given me the opportunity to take advantage of, and I'm going to bring impact to three people at least over the next three pay periods to give them an opportunity to choose to have a life change over 2016 through incredible products, through incredible opportunity. Many people don't know unless we tell them. And I got to tell you another thing. I don't want you to ever assume, because there's a lot of times we assume that people know what we're doing, know what we're excited about. We may post on it. We may talk about it. We may wear the T-shirt. But so often they have no real idea of what you're truly doing until you're intentional about sharing a conversation with what it's done for you, what it's done for others, and what you believe it can do for them. And so just being real, because these are all emotions that are stirring within each and every one of the individuals. So who else wants to jump in there and add to that? Anyone? I'm looking for somebody else I'm supposed to unmute, so I would love anybody to jump in.
Hi, Diane. It's Stacey, first and all, from Michigan.
Hey, sweetie.
Craig and I are fired up not only about the rookie bonus and what that will do to help get your volume started for the new year and help your team, but also what it's going to do kind of to lead in on what Allie had said about the trip. Because really, you talk about raising the belief bar. This trip, you guys, to the British Virgin Islands is going to be incredible. Craig and I, we've been in AbleCare for almost 6 years, and we did not earn a trip until last year. We got very, very intentional, and that's a key thing, too, with this business, is just really being intentional when you set a goal for yourself. But our goal was to get Dustin, and we not only got Dustin last year, but we were blessed to get the Caribbean as well. And the trip changed our entire perspective, raised the belief bar to a level that I can't even explain. You're just locking arms with other like-minded champions. You're really seeing the heartbeat of the company. And to be able to, now our goal for 2016 is to bring other team members along with us. So for those of you who haven't been on the site yet, check out the British Virgin Islands and the trip incentive and really get intentional about getting that trip this year, because it really will change the game for you.
Yes, I mean I'm glad you got intentional about sharing the reality of what the trip is about, because if you haven't been online, you definitely want to. They're calling it AdvoCare Island. It's actually called Peter Island. Peter Island is a place that I've been a few times with AdvoCare, and it's absolutely amazing. It is truly a very, very special trip. And, you know, we just got off of the AdvoCare incentive, too, and did the cruise, and it was absolutely amazing, as they always are. And, of course, you know, needless to say, as much as I love the places we go and the joy of the trip, you know, the biggest blessing is being around all the incredible people that go with us, that are a part of, you know, of earning the trip, and hearing their stories and hearing their passion and being able to connect with new guys and you know, see some of these people, you know, take these trips for their very first time. I mean, it's just, it's always so much fun. So I encourage you to claim that. Claim one of those seats. They're actually taking three different groups, and it's, you know, it's neat because Peter Island's small. It's not a large place. So the way that they're doing it is they're doing it in waves, and there's three different waves of groups that'll go at a time, which will just it'll make it absolutely great. Still very, very quaint, but, you know, wanting to take a large group and give people the opportunity to believe that they can earn it too. So really exciting. And like they said, that's all new volume. Every bit of the new incentive is off a new volume. And so, you're going up against people at your pen level. So whether you're a new guy or whether you're a 9-star, it doesn't matter. Earning your trip, that's who you're, you know, jockeying with, is those other pen levels. So I think that everybody likes that because they feel like they're on even ground. So anybody else want to jump in real quick?
Yeah.
Hi,
hey,
Diane.
It's Shannon and Tom.
Hey.
Hi, I was just,
go ahead.
I have 4 pages of notes and just encouraging us forward. And I think Stacey and I have been talking a lot about, you know, a new year, a clean slate, a fresh start, and then coming alongside, you know, your advisors, even some of those who maybe are feeling regretful, and just helping them with a renewed spirit and making that list of who's on their heart. And then also, like with the rookie bonus, what would that $500 do for their family right now? Is it going to wipe out a credit card from Christmas shopping, or how can we apply that money so that it becomes real? And then just working through their list with them, alongside them, coming alongside of them, and just embracing them to help them get their three new distributors. And so that's kind of what's been on our heart out here, and just helping them embrace the success system and being in the trenches. And like Eric said, just coming alongside them and doing it together, it's all so powerful. And then the tracker that AdvoCare set up for us is absolutely unbelievable. So we are excited about everything and feeling beyond blessed to be a part of AdvoCare.
That is great. That is great. Well, thank you for that insight. And she's exactly right. I mean, you know, really, because what you want to do when you're talking to your guys that are already, you know, that maybe are veterans that aren't rookies yet, I mean, that are now rookies again, that have already passed the availability to earn their rookie bonus, that you get to go back to them and you get to ask them what would they do with an extra $500 if they had it right now. Because, you know, what it starts to be is if they put a reason and a purpose to the reality of what $500 could do, then it becomes a real goal for them to go for. If it's just an extra $500, then it's just kind of, yeah, that'd be nice. But if it's going to serve a purpose to accomplish something that they need right now, because, you know, there's a lot of people that are looking for a way to pay off Christmas. They're looking for a way to put a, you know, to start thinking about spring break. I mean, there's all different reasons that people are needing an extra $500. And, I mean, we had a meeting the other not too long ago, and we started asking who in here's won a rookie bonus. And it went from all over to I wanted a brand new purse to I had to buy groceries for my children. So everybody has a need, and not any of them are wrong. And some needs may be a want, and that's okay too, because we want people to be excited about, you know, about enjoying the journey and celebrating their success. And so however people want to use it is great. But again, you know, starting with the purpose, and then of course the purpose will start to bring about the reality of them going for it. Because when they can wrap their brain around a reason why, you know, to be excited about the new purse, or to be excited about the car that they're paying off, or to be excited about, you know, paying a car payment or a down payment for something, or, you know, a trip, whatever it is, then it starts to be something that they can start to move towards. And so, you know, being intentional about asking those questions. One thing you're gonna learn as you're going through this journey in AdvoCare is that people don't know what you think they know. And that goes back to just like what I was talking about when you think about your family and friends, and you think that they know I do AdvoCare, they know I take products, they know I've had a great story, but they really don't know unless you've sat down and been intentional about what they need to know on how it fits them in their life. But I will say that people, you know, like the average distributor is not getting up and looking at their website today. They're not punching on the emails coming in. If they're not engaged, then it's likely that they just don't know, or they don't pay attention to even have a clue that there's an opportunity for them to earn the extra $500. So make sure that you do your part. I've always said that we get paid to keep people informed. So, you know, if you do your job to keep people informed on what's going on, what's the highlights, what's the updates, you know, then that's where you're going to see the win. Starting with, you know, even you know, and if that's something that you're just grabbing, like let's say that some of you guys on this call tonight are hitting the restart button, you're really starting to get your leadership mindset in order. You're going to start taking on ownership to develop a team and lead a team, and you're really starting to want to claim a future financially for yourself and for those that want to come along with you on the journey. Then that might be something that you really take intentionally and take to heart. I get paid to keep people informed, meaning that even tonight's call, how many people on your team did you just assume they got the email or assume they saw the post and that you didn't make sure that they were invited in? How many people, you know, on Saturday when there's a training that's taken place, how many people are you going to make sure that you're going to promote the training, that you're going to do your part to communicate effectively that, hey, now's the best time to, you know, really regain the basics of the fundamentals and hear from, you know, diamonds that have gone before us that have experience and have vision on, you know, what it takes to get the success that we desire. So, you know, make sure that you make it a point to listen in. Make sure that you make it a point to have a journal ready to take notes. And, of course, that leads them to the Sunday night phone call that, you know, sets them up to start talking to people so they can start opening up the door for them to earn their rookie bonus. Because, you know, if they got people on the phone call, then the phone call leads to the webinar on Wednesday night. So a lot of you guys understand this, but it's making sure that you're putting it into action. Because all these calls that we're doing, they're for you to use, not for you to listen into. Now, the trainings are always great because you never can get enough training, so I want you to listen in and use. But at the same time, those webinars, the opportunity webinar and the opportunity BizOp call, those are two things that are there for you to advance your business and help your team advance their business. But you've got to do your part to bring in the proper way for them to share it, the proper way for them to communicate it. Because I'm telling you guys, people think that the art of promotion is a Facebook post. And that's just not going to do it. Or the art of promotion is texting somebody. And that's not going to do it. We get paid to talk to people. Talking to people is different than texting people. And I'm talking about getting paid because I'm assuming you're on the call because you want to get paid somehow, some way, through new relationships, through finances, through, you know, great incentives that you want to earn the trips. I mean, all those different things that are important in the ways that we do get paid, but it's important that we do our part to be great communicators. To be great communicators. I hope that each and every one of you have made a decision that you're going to get better in some way this year, because I can't be like I was last year. I would have the same year. I want every year to be greater and greater. So therefore, I want to become greater and greater. For myself, no. I'm not looking to be great for myself. For others, yes. I'm looking to be greater for others so I can help them become greater. And so who are you looking to become greater for? And I hope that that is your team. And therefore, when it comes to that, what do I need to get greater at? Do I need to be a greater communicator? Do I need to be greater at the art of promotion? Do I need to be greater at Saturday morning trainings? Do I need to be greater at doing mixers, whether it's actually how I do them or doing them at all? So what do you need to be greater at? Because all of those things I just mentioned are key components for you to get the success you desire in 2016. So anybody else want to add anything on top of some of the things that we're discussing right now?
Hey, Diane, it's Allie again. And I think, you know, just going on all of this that we've got, it's really important that you're intentional on who you surround yourself and what is going into your mind, because, you guys, it's very important that if you claim $500 rookie bonus, you claim that trip for you and your family, you tell your family, this is something that I'm going to do for us, and then you get around people that say, you know what, I just don't know that this is something that I can do, that starts to feed into your mind. And so I encourage and actually challenge you to be very intentional this year. Reality TV 3 years ago got me nowhere. Pouring myself into books that have been suggested by diamond leaders, the leaders in this company that I look up to, that's changed the four walls of our family. Surrounding myself with people that see more, want to do more, are serving others in a greater area, and are claiming that the trip is for them and their family too, that pours into my belief system. And so as you go into 2016, I hope you look at your intentionality of, who am I surrounding myself with, and what am I feeding into my mind, and is it helping me grow and become better, just like Diane said, for yourself, for your family, and for others as you go out to serve, because I hope that you claim that trip. The trips of AdvoCare will forever change not only your AdvoCare business, but everything about your life because of the people that are on those trips and pour the belief into you. So be intentional this year on what feeds your mind and the people that you surround yourself with.
Awesome. Awesome. Anybody else want to jump in?
This is Eric again. I was just wanting to throw out there real quick, just AdvoNation, and with all of this excitement that's going on and all these conversations that we're going to be having, I know for us, we'll be on the 16th in Atlanta. So that's like 10 or 11 days there within all of these conversations, being able to promote that event and really get as many people to AdvoNation as we can too.
Yes, that's great. I'm glad that you brought that up, because that is real key. And I the last thing I would have ever wanted to do, and I completely would have regretted it if we wouldn't have mentioned that, because so it goes back to sometimes we just assume that people are going, or we just assume people get it. And you know, the AdvoNation is the thing that sets your team, you and your team, up to get what you desire for 2016 through this opportunity. It's not something that can just be skipped. You know, as much as I'd like to say, you'll still have a great year, I can't say that somebody's going to have the fullness of the year that they would have if they do not go to AdvoNation, because it just brings in everything somebody needs to kick off their year best and most effectively, and to really get their mindset in order to where they are becoming greater and they are becoming the best that they can be, so that they can go out and effectively move people forward in the direction of leading them to a greater future. And so all of them, I mean, they're available, they're out there. You got to make sure that you're going. And when you finally hit the I'm going button, when you've committed and you've signed up for it, then that's when you start calling people and saying, you got to go with me. And let them know that it goes back to, there's never anybody that regrets going to events like this. Is there motivation there? Absolutely. Because guess what? We all have to be motivated. Each and every one of us on this phone call has to be motivated. But guess what? Only we can decide to get ourselves motivated. Only we can. The decision is to be in the room. I know that if I get in the room, I'm going to be motivated. And I know that if I don't get in the room, then I'm not going to be as motivated to do something different than if I was in the room. So these settings are intentional for, you know, you to be able to not only be motivated, but to have the knowledge necessary, you know, school up the new guy, re-excite, reignite, re-engage, and of course, you know, bring in some of the key components to where we all grow from. Because whether you've been in 20 years or whether you've been in 20 days, every single person in the room is going to grow from somebody speaking from the front of this, you know, from the stage, because they're all dynamic speakers. Everybody's, you know, it's all set up for people to learn more and gain more knowledge and, you know, see it as an advantage to their business and their future. And needless to say, it always comes out as a win. For everybody that's there. So making sure that you're doing that, and of course that does. Everything is fitting into place according to exactly what you would want it to, with, you know, starting the year where we have the all-in. And just like Allie said, it's not about, you know, it's not about who joined you all in. It's still about the fact that everybody's looking for a way to look better, feel better, have more energy, lose weight. The fact that some people have already started to try their resolution their way and it's not working, and they still don't know that there's an edge. The fact that some people aren't about all in, but they want something else. So what is it that they're looking for? You know, people on product, you know, finding a way to start developing your 30 customers, because that should be your focus right now. I need people on product. And if it's metabolic nutrition and Spark, it's metabolic nutrition and Spark. If it's metabolic, it's metabolic. If it's Spark, it's Spark. I mean, get them started on these key products, to where they start to develop the mindset that if this is that good, then I need to try this too. if this these two are that great, then tell me more about what else. Because that becomes loyalty to the brand. Once they fall in love with one, it's easier to introduce the next thing. If they're looking for, you know, a few core components according to their goals of losing weight, but they don't want to be all in and they don't want to do a cleanse, then you say, absolutely, that's okay. Let's get you started on Metabolic Nutrition and Spark, Metabolic Nutrition and Catalyst, whatever you feel would be the right combination for them according to the goals that they're looking for and what they would be excited about. And so, but moving people in the pipeline of people on product, you know, retailing product, getting your 30 customers, and through your 30 customers, guys, you're going to get your rookie bonus. That's going to be a given. You're going to have the rookie bonus, and you're going to find at least three people that want to build a business. So, you know, you do your part, and the rest will fall into place naturally because the numbers don't lie. So, but it goes back to, you know, what are you focusing on, and have you been focusing on this? Have you been intentional about some of these great ways that we can, you know, really take full advantage, not just take advantage, but take full advantage of what people are looking for and what people are open to, literally wide open to, the conversations of health, wellness, and finances. Everybody's open to that. So making sure that you're doing your part to listen. So anybody else have anything to add before I kind of zip up with a couple of key things?
Diane, it's Stacy again from Michigan.
Yes.
I just wanted to say, too, that people are always watching you. So don't ever get discouraged and think, oh, I've heard, you know, my fifth, sixth, seventh no. You're going to get a yes. And just stay consistent within yourself and what you're doing each and every day to grow, to take the product, to get to Advonation, working on you. And in time, people are watching you, and they'll want what you have, and they'll jump on board. So just stay consistent, and people are always watching.
Yep, that's great. Great point. People are always watching. We always say that the way you shut the skeptics up is you get results. So get results. Let people see the difference in you. Make sure that you're taking advantage of the challenge. Make sure that you're looking, you know, healthy. You're setting a pace to look the part of Advocare. Make sure that you're happy and you're excited, because people are responding to people that are excited about something. People are gravitating to passion because a lot of people are lacking it. So making sure that, you know, you understand that you represent something that everybody should be excited about. I literally go out believing that people want what I have, and I can't wait to share it with them. Just waiting for the opportunity to crack open that I can have a conversation with somebody about what I've got my hands on and how it can make a difference for them, like it's made a difference for me. You know, the last couple of things that I want to throw out there is, you know, because we are in the new year, and I just want to say that I really, really hope that each and every one of you had stopped to write your goals down. And I'm going to move you through a little bit of a process here, because so often people, they make a resolution, but they never write anything down. And resolutions are usually spoken out of feeling. They're spoken out of a feeling like, I'm feeling like I don't have enough money because I'm staring at my bills. I'm feeling like I'm overweight or unhealthy because I, you know, just ate way too much over the holidays. They're speaking out of a feeling or of emotion or an emotion, but they are not speaking out of a commitment. That's why most people quit before they ever start. They say something, but they never commit to it. And so I want to encourage you to commit. And you commit by writing something down. It's not just speaking it. It's not saying, I'm going to quit sweets. It's not saying, I'm going to get skinny. I'm going to get healthy. I'm going to lose weight. All those things are great, but they're not commitment till you put it in writing. I want you to write it down and commit to yourself. And maybe somebody else that would be that you can be accountable with and to, and write some things down. And here's the things that I want you to write down. One is, I want you to dream again. And I'm going to stretch you on your dreaming, because I know a lot of you are adults, and so, you know, needless to say, the older you get, the harder it is. to keep dreaming. And I will say that, you know, that your dreams will change. So I want you to put a focus on, you know, what you want to have, what you want to do, what you want to see, I mean, what you want to achieve. What are your dreams? What do you dream about? Because, you know, I'll give you an example. I mean, things that I used to, when I would put down, you know, a lot of my dreams were based on needs. I need to make enough money to pay all my bills. So, you know, that would be my focus on what I dream about, is having enough. But, you know, when I didn't understand the power of dreaming big and I would just dream enough, then guess what? We had just enough. But when I started to dream bigger and write down goals that looked bigger and better than just for me, you know, to have enough, now it's for there to be more than enough. And so, you know, so it's not just about my dream isn't to be able to pay all my bills. My dream is to be a multi-billionaire. My dream isn't to go on a vacation. My dream is to be able to take people on vacations. My dream isn't to have a great car. My dream now is to be able to give away cars. So, you know, I'm talking about what do you dream about, and I want you to be very specific on the things, and I'm going to stretch you on asking. I actually got this from Brian and Robbie Page on, they call it My 75, on My 75 Dreams. So writing down your 75 dreams that you want to accomplish. And start writing them now. You're going to do that. Now, I hope that you desire to do this every year, because every year it'll change. Because a lot of things that you write down, you'll start to see achieved, because as you write them down, because as I started to write them down when we first got involved with AdvoCare and they started telling us how to write down our goals and write down our dreams and the things that we dream about, as we will get rid of the things that we don't want, the dreams happen automatically, and they have. So there's so, you know, the dreams that I had when I first started look way different than the dreams that I write down today. So every year, as you achieve, your vision will expand on the things that you want to dream about and what you want to accomplish and what you want to be known as and what you want to do, you know, because maybe some of you aren't putting down right now, I want to author books, but 5 years from now, that's what's in you. You know, you dream about authoring a book or having multiple books or being, you know, an extravagant giver, not just somebody that's a giver, because that's one thing. I want to be a giver, but do you want to be an extravagant giver? So just, you know, throwing out some things that just to stir you up and stretch your vision. So what are your 75 things? And I want you just to let yourself be free. If it's a yacht, it's a yacht. If it's a plane, it's a plane. You know, if it's an island, it's an island. If it's a 10,000 square foot house, it's a 10,000. I mean, your dreams are your dreams. So, because my husband would want acres, and he would want a large ranch. That wouldn't be on my dream list unless I was putting it, I want this for Danny. That would be my dream for him. So, you know, we all have different dreams. The second thing that I'm going to have you, that I'm going to ask you to do for yourself, because this isn't about me, this is about you. This is about you setting yourself up for the best 2016 to launch you into not just the year you desire, but the life that you desire. And so as a result, I want to ask you to write down your goals on, you know, what they are, what your goals are when it comes to your, you know, growing, you know, healthier in relationships and spiritually. What are your goals to grow? You know, what your, you know, whatever it is, I want to know what you, you know, what you are becoming better for, what you want to accomplish this year. You know, is it reading more? Is it, you know, how you want to grow your business? I mean, you got it, because everything, you respond off of goals. And so, you know, we became great goal setters. When we decided to get success in life, it wasn't just statements we would make. It was goals we would set. And so the goals that we set goes back to the word commitment. You know, and if the word commitment is something that is stirring in you, I want it to be your year for the, I want it to be your word for the year. Like that your word is commitment. If it's intentional, if that's the word that's jumping out to you, then I want your word to be intentional. I mean, there's something that's a word, there's been a lot of power words used tonight on this call, and I know some of them have leapt out and you've probably written them in your notes, and I want it to be your word for the year, to where you refer to it as every, you know, back and forth on, I need to be intentional. I need to be strong. I need to be bold. I need to be, you know, I need to be thankful. I need to be loving. I need to be relational, whatever it may be. But how are you going to grow and become better to be a better you for more people? And so what are those goals that you're going to grow in, whether it's, you know, spiritually, to be healthier, to be in your relationships, in your mindset, in your confidence, in your knowledge, whatever it may be. How are you going to grow? What are your goals to do that? How am I going to grow my business? What are my goals to do that? Read more books, listen to more trainings, be at more events, host more events, talk to more people. Okay, how many events am I going to host? How many more people am I going to talk to? Is that per week? Is that per month? Am I going to talk to 10 people a day? Am I going to talk to 10 people a week? You know, am I going to talk to 5 people a day? Am I going to talk to 5 people a week? I want you to stretch yourself, but I also want you to be realistic with yourself, because if I'm talking to one person once in a while, then it's going to be hard for me to say, now I'm going to talk to 10, unless I've really made that decision that now's the time. Now's the time, because I've committed to making now the time to talk to 10 people a day or 10 people a week, to recruit 3 people a pay period or 3 people a month, and to get a new advisor every pay period, every month, whatever it may be. Help everybody earn their rookie bonus. How many people is that? Is that every pay period, every month? Is it every advisor? Is it every other advisor? What's your goal? Because if I don't have any goals, then I'm not going to be intentional about what I'm trying to accomplish. I'm just going to go through the motions when I feel like it. I'm going to act off of feelings instead of commitment, and I'm going to have the same year that I had last year. And I know each and every one of you, if you're on this call and you're still on this call after we've been on for almost 50 minutes, right at 50 minutes, then you have a bigger vision than that. And I completely believe each and every one of you can have it, because I know what we've got our hands on, and I know how much is available for us to go after, and I know how many people are looking for what we have, but we just don't have enough people sharing what we have with the necessary passion and boldness to bring in the reality of what it can do in their life, instead of us just kind of milly-mousing around, because we can't change the world with a weak message. We can't do it. The only way we're going to change the world is with a powerful message, and we have a powerful message, but we have to ask ourselves, are we making it weak? Because the message is powerful, but the messenger can make it weak. And so for things to change, you know, what changes do I need to make? And just being real with yourself, I want you to be real with yourself on what you know, because a lot of us already know what we need to do. I know what I need to do to have a better year this year, and I'm committed. I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm encouraged, and it's like I couldn't wait for the gates to open and for us to be off to the races to say, okay, here we go, 2016, here we come. And then look for those that want to be a part of it, because I'm done dragging anybody along, because the dragging part, that's not fun. So don't do that, you know, because so often we want it more than anybody else wants it. So I don't want you to do that. I want you to put a focus on who wants it with you. And then, you know, you're going to turn around and you're going to give the nuggets that we've talked about tonight, you're going to talk to them about it. And you're going to teach them how to dream, and you're going to stretch their vision, and you're going to have them understand the power of commitment, the power of being intentional, and the reality of focus through the people that they know and love, because we have something extremely special. So, you know, taking time to write those dreams down. And then here's the plan of action. Okay, so I've written my dreams down, I've written my goals down. The plan of action is what I'm going to do in the next 30, so my goals for the year, so I've got my dreams down, my 75 dreams for life, my goals down for 2016, and then I'm going to, my first 30 days, this month, what am I doing to take action? What are my goals to take action to set me up for a great 2016? you know, starting my first book, starting my, you know, my new, you know, workouts. I'm starting, you know, a new product routine. I'm adding products to my regimen. I'm, you know, starting to, you know, stop saying negative things. I'm paying attention to my words. I'm not going to be negative. I'm getting rid of, just like Allie was talking about, I'm getting rid of the negative people around me. I'm limiting my time of negativity. I'm standing for something that I believe in. And then the next one is over the next 90 days. So what do I want to have done by the end of the first 90 days in in my 2016? So what do I want to have? I need to have read one book. I need to have read two books. I need to have recruited 10 people. I needed to have earned my rookie bonus. I needed to be, you know, I have, you know, be up in the, you know, be earning my incentive. I need to, you know, you list it. They're your goals, not my goals. So those are the things. And they may be personal too. So I'm just throwing out some of the AdvoCare things. I want them to be, you know, if it's to spend more time with your family, then what are you going to do that? You know, is there a vacation? Is the year, you know, are you going to take a vacation with your family? Are you planning on maybe being Ruby so you can be at Family Freedom this year? You know, what is it? What are you looking to accomplish so you can, you know, whether it's for your family, whether it's for your marriage, whether it's for you, whether it's for your team, what are those specific goals? I think y'all have it. And then that all, of course, the first 30 days sets you up for the 90 days, and the 90 days is you know, just reassuring the first 30, everything's in place, and you're off to the races for an explosive 2016. What the first 30 days is, it's going to start some new habits. And it takes about 21 days to make something a habit. So, you know, you just got to know nothing's easy early. So making sure that you put some things in motion to make those new habits and develop them, and the next 90 days is where you see it all start fall into action, to where it's your norm. It becomes part of your DNA. It becomes part of your daily method of operation. It becomes who you are. And as a result of that, that's where you see the momentum maximized as a result, because that all falls into place as you're moving forward in 2016. If you're moving forward, the people around you will be moving forward. They are looking for somebody to follow that is moving forward. If you are not moving forward, if you are staying still, then the people around you will stay still, and eventually they will, they'll be tired of standing around. And so making sure that you're doing your part to move forward for not only you, but for everybody else around you. So, leaders, do you guys have anything that y'all want to add to any of that? Everybody's good. All right, we got a quiet group. Okay, they might be taking notes. So, yeah, I just want to. Only 3% of the population writes down their goals. Just so you know that, only 3%. And that's what they say. That's in the land of they says. But it's just the probability and the reality. If you started asking around, hey, did you make some resolutions? Yeah, I did. Okay, well, did you write them down? No, I didn't. You're going to start to realize that most people just speak it. They don't write it down. And see, they got to see it. Then they believe it. So I can see, oh, I see myself getting healthy this year. Then I got to believe that I'm really going to do it. You know, so I can, you know, it's one thing to say it, but it's another thing to believe it. And then the achieve happens. I will first see it, then I have to believe it, and then that sets me in motion to achieve it. But without seeing it, you know, it's easy to see things. I mean, dream. But then you got to believe it's for you. Why isn't it for you? Why is the greatest, why is that for everybody else and not for you? Because I want you to believe that it's for you too. Why shouldn't you have first class? Why shouldn't you have the nicest things? Why shouldn't you be able to go anywhere you want to? Why shouldn't you have a dynamic organization? Why shouldn't you have people wanting to follow you? Why shouldn't you have, you know, the house of your dreams? Why shouldn't you be able to be an extravagant giver? Why shouldn't you be able to, you know, be known as one of the most successful people that most people know? Why not you? Why is all that for everybody else? It's not. It's not, because the only reason it's for everybody else is because you think it, which means you don't believe that it's for you. And I want you to believe. I want you to change you're thinking tonight for, you know, as part of your goal to see yourself as something great, to see yourself as great, and to believe that you can accomplish anything that you desire to believe and to achieve. And you know, it's too good not to believe. It's you know, we get one short lifetime, and I'm telling you guys, y'all can accomplish great things if we decide. And you've got the opportunity of a lifetime to do it. And it's going to be an incredible year. And AdvoCare has set us up, has set all of us up, every one of us up, to go out and put this all into motion with our 24-day challenges, getting people on product, earning our rookie bonus, earning a trip, moving people into AdvoNation, moving people into Success School, and all the other great things that are coming down the pipeline. Because what I know is the rest of the year, it just gets better. So be a part of it, you know, grab hold of it, be intentional, be a great communicator, and load the entire possibilities up for your better future. Hopefully y'all jump on, or hopefully y'all will load up and jump on Saturday morning's training. I'm actually doing that training also. And it's going to be the basics, and we're going to be able to talk about some of the key ways to take advantage of everything that's in motion right now. So that's going to be some key topics. So load it up, and it's been awesome having y'all on the call. It's going to be an exciting year, and I look forward to celebrating with each and every one of you as you move forward according to your heart's desires. Thanks so much, and y'all be blessed. Bye-bye.